This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
Yes, Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we have one line open for you. Thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. Even Wes called in. We weren't even sure if we were going to be on today due to all sorts of scheduling issues I have personally. But he'll be on the next program.
Right.
We're talking a little bit about Google and incognito mode. And there's a little bit of a lawsuit going on about just what that incognito. It's kind of like how Elon Musk calls autopilot on a Tesla.
Yeah, it's like a fake name.
Yeah, incognito mode is not that incognito. And we'll kind of explain what that's all about. But today, we had a caller just recently who talked about Facebook and this counterfeiting issue. And Dennis found an article that came up about from CBS News about it. Right, Dennis?
Right. As a matter of fact, the CBS News article mentions that one of their own reporters found other people's fake accounts that used his picture.
Right.
And he's on TV, so people are going to grab that and use that. Mm-hmm. But it isn't too hard to just scrape Facebook for, names of people. You can go to a Facebook link for one person, and then you can look for their friends.
You'll see all the likes that occur,
too. See the little box of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just pick those names off, and you can find out who those people are. It takes a little work, but you can gather quite a list of people that you can fake.
And then they're going to try to scam you out of money, tell you they need help, they need some sort of assistance because of what's going on. And we had a recent issue with a poor client of ours who fell to a scam where they were sent an invoice from a company saying, pay this invoice.
And if you don't want to pay it, call this, or if you want to cancel.
Yeah, if you want to do anything to stop this invoice, call us.
Call this number.
Yeah, the canceling was a very big thing. If you really want to cancel this, call this number. Now, of all the things that's never the easiest thing you can ever do. But that's what they did in this email.
Yeah.
And of course, because even with security training and all the things they tried to do, they were fooled and they called the number.
They did it.
And what happened?
Some of the bad guys got onto a computer because what happened was they called and said, well, we need to get onto your computer so we can remove our stuff.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Okay. And then there was something. I wasn't a party to the entire conversation.
Right. Well, so, once they're on and things are happening.
Once they're on the computer, things started happening. And one of the things that happened was they looked up their bank information.
Right. To help them.
Cancel the invoice and make sure that it got refunded or something like that.
And thankfully, our EDR technology.
It actually kicked in the middle of that call.
Yeah.
and that remote session to the computer, and it took the computer completely offline.
Right, instantly.
Instantly.
So the moral of the story is people are spending so much time out there trying to trick you.
Yeah.
And no matter how much technology you have in there, if you go to the front door, turn off the alarm, flip the deadbolts off, unlock the front door, and let them in, there's not a whole lot folks can do to stop that
right.
for you. So you got to be more cynical. You can't. You got to just assume if they're sending you an email about an invoice, you know what? They'll call you if they really want to collect.
But this is also a case where we talk about layers of security.
Yeah.
And that's why we have layers.
Exactly.
Because the email happened to get through to somebody.
Right.
And then somebody happened to obey it.
Right.
And that those are two layers of security.
Well, the first layer was also they were trained not to.
Correct. You're correct.
So they made get a C on actually, their training.
There's actually three layers that went through.
Right.
But there was a fourth, in this case, there was a fourth layer, which was the EDR.
Right.
That figured out that there was, it took, in my opinion, a little bit too long, but it did figure out that there was something not right about this, and it just cut the computer right off from the internet.
Right.
And from its local network, too.
Yeah. So it's why, yeah, multi-layers to your approach to security. Even in your own home, the two layers that we recommend, OpenDNS.
And antivirus.
And your
Windows Defender in the computer.
Those two should do well by you. All right. Let's get back to your calls. We're going to go to Don in West Springfield. I do not know how we're going to help you with this one. Don, you there, Don? There you are,
Hello.
Don. Hey, sir.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I have an elderly neighbor here who, for at least a couple months now, hasn't been able to get onto his PC because he forgot his password.
Yeah.
And he actually went to, I think it was Staples, where he bought the PC and brought the PC there, and they couldn't help him. Wondering if you guys can help him out.
Same similar to a call we had last week.
Yeah, we did have this call last week. Yeah.
Mm. So again, he locked himself out.
Yeah.
There are, you know, is there a lot of data on there he needs?
Not a whole lot, no. He does a lot of, you know, interacting with chat rooms and emails and that sort of thing.
But he has those passwords written down, right? This is just accessing his computer.
Yeah, this is just to open up his PC.
Okay. So if he doesn't have too much data to worry about, a way to take care of this is just wiping and start over.
Right, do a factory reset and start over.
Factory reset, okay. And how does he go about doing that?
It's a Windows 10 computer, I assume?
Yes.
All right, we can post a link on how to do that.
He'll lose his data.
Right.
So the other thought is if he does want to get his data, you got to take the drive out of his computer, maybe connect it to your computer with a USB adapter, and try to go to the drive folders that he wants to get, copy them to your machine or a thumb drive for him, and then put the drive back in and then do the factory reset.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm surprised Staples didn't try to offer that.
On your site that, since there was a caller last week on this, is there any info on that there?
I don't know what we posted. We might have posted something similar, but I'm still going to put an article about doing a factory reset on a Windows 10 computer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it right now. So you may end up seeing two of the same thing on the site.
Yeah, it's possible.
That's okay.
I'm just going to make sure that we have it covered. That's all.
Uh-huh. And then just have him write it down.
Yeah. And I'll take a copy of it.
Are you that kind of, are you a relative or a friend?
I don't know. It's my next door neighbor. He's 85. He just turned 85. And, you know, that happens.
It does happen. Yep.
Yep.
I don't know my kids, but I can't remember my kids' birth date, so I understand.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Don.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's such a tough thing. I wish there was a better recovery. I mean, we should talk about the recovery. You could have created a recovery method, but we doubt they did.
Right.
Right. That's why we didn't bother going there.
And you know, this is maybe a reminder for people, but maybe go through the effort of coming up with a reset USB stick. And I can post directions on how to do that, too.
Yeah. That would give you the ability to reset your password.
Yeah.
And the other idea is just to write it down. Bob and I talk about our way of our password manager is just simply index cards. I mean, you can't hack it. You know, it's just sitting there locked up in an index card. Simple as that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go on to Candace in West Hartford. What's happening, Candace?
Oh, not much because I'm stymied.
Ah.
I bought a Motorola Moto E in October of 2020 from Xfinity.
All right.
And it's never worked properly. I have the internet, and that's about it. But never been able to make a phone call, get in my emails, do any apps.
Have you gone to their store and said, hey, what's going on?
Well, you know, it was during the pandemic, so they were only taking appointments.
Yeah.
And so finally I got to the library. They opened up, and they had a tech there.
Yeah.
And he said, I only had the internet, no phone service. So I went to the Xfinity, and they said I had a corrupted SIM card. So they gave me a new one, but it still doesn't work right. So I told them that I made one phone call and had my brother call me back and before I left the store. And that worked, but since it hasn't. And when I went back again a couple weeks later, I was told my one-year warranty was up and I needed to buy a new phone. What's up with that?
Exactly. What's up with that? You can't make that up, Candace.
Nope.
Are they charging you for cell service, or is it just internet service on your bill?
I have no idea because I don't pay the bill.
Oh.
My brother bought this as a present.
Oh, that's a crappy present.
And he pays the bill, and it's divided in the family here.
Okay. Have your brother check to see if they're actually offering you the cell service in the first place. They may not be. I just don't even know what to go. They should help you get your cell service working.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking on your phone. That you barely used. I don't know why they don't.
I know, I can't get into apps. I can't, you know, like, shop. I can't get the reward coupons or any of the digital coupons and things like that.
Right.
And I have, like, 200 emails on my whatever email server thing is called, and I can't get rid of them. And I can't open them to find out what. I mean, there's things like... from Google and Chromebook, and because I did receive a Chromebook from the town through a program that they had.
Oh, nice.
And that sat in my room for 2 years just charging. I couldn't get into that.
What?
So finally I got some help at the senior center, but they don't talk to each other, you know, between the phone and the Chromebook and stuff.
Well, apps would talk to each other as long as the apps are set up. Have you brought your phone to the senior center?
Not the phone. Just
bring the phone. Bring the phone.
Bring the phone too.
Yeah, and okay. if your brother can confirm that you're getting you're paying or getting cell service with your service, I can tell you these senior centers and the folks that are there, and even the seniors that go there, or there's tons of them that go literally to help people. We have Jeff from South Carolina calling all the time. He's helping people in that way too.
Yeah.
I know they do it up here in the Northeast. I mean, I know they're nicer in the South, but
It was just that they weren't open to that until like September 1st, and I got the first appointment at the library.
Are you serious?
Oh.
Right.
Huh. All right. Yep. Well, get over there and see if they can help you, because we really can't if Verizon won't help you.
I mean, the ball really is in their court.
Yeah.
So it's difficult for us to come up with anything.
But the senior center folks might be like, ah, look at this. It's not turned on. This isn't enabled. And they'll help you understand. Bring your Chromebook and your cell phone with you so you can make sure both of those devices have the same apps on them that you want to use.
And are they compatible, this phone with the Chromebook?
It's not the compatibility of the phone or the Chromebook you need to know. It's the apps. So if you have I don't know what popped in mind, but a weather service app, the app can be loaded on either device, and you'll get the same temperature. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So that's all you're trying to do here is make sure the apps are on both devices that you use so that you can get your email and what have you. All right, Candice?
You're talking the weather there. Every time it comes up on my phone, I can get a news feed and then go to the weather. It comes up Nashville and New Hampshire, and I have to keep switching it to West Hartford.
It doesn't know where you are there, Candice.
Oh, man.
So, again, I think you're right. You're onto something. Your SIM is not really maybe in the right area. It may not be configured right. See if the senior center can help you if Verizon won't. That's awful.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Candice. Good luck.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock, and we'll do our best to help you out. That last call we feel really bad about because we can't do anything about it. And 1 year warranties on stuff. Come on, guys. Especially for a service like that. I bet you it's one of those like those state services or that special, because based on what you said about the laptop she's getting, she probably gets a special service for that.
And, Lifeline or whatever they call it.
Something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd think they would support that no matter what. Let's go to Alan in Glastonbury next. What's happening, Alan?
Well, good morning. Morning. Thank you for being there and having me on. I called last week with a problem.
Uh-oh, are you calling to complain?
Not really, no. I called last week with a problem with a Panasonic Toughbook, which is was a refurbished laptop.
Yep, I remember.
And I was unable to connect it to my printer.
Yes.
I came to the conclusion it had to be a driver problem, because I had I still have my old drive from the SSD from my older computer.
Yeah.
And I could boot from that, and I could that connected to my printer. So I have a program called Everything, which I highly recommend.
Yeah.
It's a search engine which is extremely fast and complete. And I ran that looking for Epson drivers. And it showed me the duplicates on the two drives, the internal C drive and the E drive that was connected by USB. And looking down all the drivers, they were all paired for both drives, except for two drivers that were not in the Epson folder.
Mm-hmm.
So I said both of those only existed on my old drive. They didn't exist on the new drive. So I manually copied them. It was just a couple of the paths were rather long.
Yeah.
And I manually copied them in, and after I did that, the computer found my printer.
Nice job, Alan.
Excellent.
So
I was all set, and yeah, it was whoopee. Why the Epson installer would not install those two drivers, I don't know. But
yeah,
that was how I got through the problem, and I thought I would share that.
We appreciate that. So I guess the main reason they may not have done that, are we sure that printer is Windows 10 compatible? May not be. Like, this is the planned obsolescence a lot of these manufacturers do. Maybe the software didn't want to load what was necessary.
When I downloaded it, it said it was for Windows 10.
Okay. That is weird.
It actually recognized what my computer was and showed up as Windows, as Win 10.
Gotcha. It just wouldn't go.
So, anyway, that's how I got around that. I'm having a problem with a Cronus True Image. I downloaded that yesterday. I've used it in the past. I downloaded it yesterday, and just before as soon as I had downloaded it, I started it, and it started up and asked what drive I wanted to copy to, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, it works, and it's just fine. This morning, I started it up, and it wanted the serial number. And it said that I would find it either on the, package that I received it in or by email. There's been nothing on email, and I've been trying to go in and start it up.
Right.
And now it wants me to sign up for a trial.
Right. So you had paid for if you had paid for this earlier, right? You already paid for this software from the older machine, right?
Long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've all had these issues. In the 80s. All right. It goes back a ways. The serial number may not work.
I don't even have that serial number. I don't have any of that anymore. Because at the time I did
Alan,
that, I think I went online to get it.
We're going to hold you over to the break, okay?
What?
We're going to hold you over for the break, okay?
Oh.
We're going to hold them over. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. And we are on with Alan, who has got a serial number issue on his Acronis. And Dennis has a thought on that. Right, Dennis? You there, Alan?
Yes, I am.
All right, Dennis.
I'm wondering if you had the free version of True Image that comes with certain hard drives that you buy. Is that how you got it, or did you buy it outright?
No, it came. I bought a copier. You know, it had two slots that you could put decks into, and the software came with that.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say is that sometimes if you've gotten it with a hard drive or an external drive, it'll look for the serial number for the drive as the permission to run.
And you got it with it. You said a copier?
A copier.
I think it was bundled with a copier.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a...
How long ago?
Pardon?
How long ago?
How long ago?
Yeah.
That was somewhere in the vicinity of, probably in the early 90s.
Okay, so this software is that old?
No, I downloaded new software.
Well, that's what we're getting at.
The new version.
Yeah.
Wait, did you download it and buy it?
I downloaded it yesterday.
Did you buy it?
No, it was just I searched for it and
right.
went to their website and
okay.
You know, it said download, so I downloaded it.
All right. So now they're saying, okay, pay me. Now they
that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I don't even know how much. I don't know anything about it. There was nothing on their webpage that said anything about pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And what has happened today, and I just tried it while you were on break, tried it again while you were on break.
Mm-hmm.
They have, you know, an area where you can sign in, and it says that my account already exists.
Oh.
When I put in my email address, it says it already exists. It says my password is wrong. Well, it says it exists, and it says that... either my sign-in or password are incorrect. So it says if you forgot your password, you know, click here, which I did.
Yeah.
There's also a separate place to click to get the trial, to access the trial. I've tried both of them, and they both come up with the same pop-up that says that if your email address is in our system, we will send you a link.
Okay.
So I've been looking, and they haven't sent me a link either for the trial or for the reset. They tell me that I already have an account
right.
with that name.
It could be their system is just not very quick right now for whatever reason.
Yeah, it could be.
The cost of the home version is $34.99 a year. So are you okay? Are you okay with spending that money?
Actually, not today, but next week I would be.
That sounds like wimpy. Pay me for the hamburger on Tuesday.
I have to wait for payday.
Gotcha. Yeah, so it's $34.99 a year is what I'm seeing on their site right now, and most likely their system to take care of your password might be just down.
It may be bogged down or something, yeah.
Okay. So, well, I'll wait. Because the first time I did this was before I called you, which was probably a good hour ago. So it's been a while, and I've tried three times. And
check in your junk email folders or spam folder.
Yeah, I've done that.
Oh, okay.
Not there either.
All right, so you were ahead of me.
Yeah,
that's good.
So, oh well, I've been doing this since I've been computing since 1980.
Yeah, you have some skills, Alan. We can tell.
I go back a ways with this, but it's gotten more and more difficult.
Yeah, isn't that counterintuitive? It's supposed to get easier, we thought.
I'm sorry?
It's supposed to have gotten easier, but it's gotten more difficult.
It's gotten more difficult. Yeah, there are more hoops to jump through.
Yeah. So I'll put a link up there for the software that we're talking about. So you guys, Acronis, a True Image Backup is a good backup system as long as you're willing to spend about $35 a year for the software.
Is there anything else besides the Acronis for doing a drive copy?
For doing a drive copy?
Yeah, I want to make I'm satisfied with the hard drive, which is an HHD, but I have a 1 terabyte SSD, and I'd like to transfer the everything to that and just put the SSD in the computer.
Okay, right. So are the OSs the same?
Pardon?
Are the operating systems the same?
Yes, as well. Yeah, I want to copy. I want to copy from the drive that's already running in my computer.
Gotcha.
To the SSD from the old computer.
I'm with you.
And which is new. The SSD is newer.
Yeah.
Both are one terabyte.
I think we would tell you to use Acronis to do it.
Yeah, it's probably the best product for that. It really is.
The Acronis.
Yes. Yep. If you didn't want to start over, that would be the way to not start over. Otherwise, you would stick the SSD in there, load the operating system, and then transfer your data with Xcopy.
Well, I already started over with the whole computer. So now that I have almost everything running, it keeps wanting to do, what's her name?
I don't know.
Cordona or something. Cordora, something like that. Anyway.
Cortana?
Yeah, maybe. Pardon? Cortana. Is it Cortana?
Yeah, Cortana.
Or is it Cantoso? Yeah. Are you trying to configure your server as Cantoso? We have found servers out there that are named Cantoso.
I think if Wes is listening, he's laughing. He's probably seen 50 of them.
You're on your right way, Alan. You're on your way. Choose Acronis and do the image, or just do it manually.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is I couldn't find an Acronis manual in English.
What? Are you on the right link? We put a link up there for you.
It comes down and it says that Acronis is Indonesian, and it comes down in Indonesian.
I think you're on the wrong site.
Hey, go to our site, get our link.
Oh, you know what it is? He's got a VPN going, and his VPN's ending up in Indonesia.
VPN's routing through Indonesia.
Do you have a VPN running, Alan?
Do I have what?
Do you have a VPN running? Maybe not. A VPN. You're not using a VPN where you're telling it to go ahead and operate out of the Philippines or something like that?
No.
Okay. Sounds like you are.
I don't even know what that. I just Googled it. And that's what came up.
Well, that gets you into trouble. We put the link for the American Acronis software, and I guarantee you,
this is an English language link.
Yeah, and it may not be owned by an American company, but the American link.
Okay, is it on your website?
Yes.
I just put it there.
I will look for it there.
All right, sir. Good luck. You've definitely made some great headway.
Well, yeah.
Nice job on that.
My father says that I'm like a dog with a bone. I never give up.
Oh, we love techs that do that, as long as they don't take forever, though. But yes, we appreciate that.
I've been doing this every day for a couple of weeks.
Awesome. All right, thanks, Alan.
So, thank you very much, and you're very helpful. I have friends who have as business accounts. I just wish you were available for those of us who I have a business, but and it's probably not worth it for me to.
Right, might be a little too small.
Go that route.
Yeah, we understand.
So anyway, thank you for being there. I love the program. I listen to it as much as I can.
Well, we appreciate it.
I always learn something.
Thank you. We do too. That's why we do the show. We actually learn stuff while we're doing it. Four lines open, guys. Feel free to get online. We're also on the Facebook page over at WTIC's Facebook page. If you want to check out our mugs and contribute on the old chats there, you can. We're podcasted too. So if you listen to podcasts, no matter where it would be, you can subscribe to our podcast. That would be step one. We'd love it if you would. No harm, no foul. You don't have to even listen, but subscribing is this first step from wherever you get your podcast. And then if you miss a show, they're there. And you can tune us in anywhere from anywhere using the Odyssey app, which is also linkable from Computer Talk with Tab. You can get all the information you need so that you can listen to our show and then, of course, all the other shows on the station. And all the Odyssey material is out there, too, from all the stations across the country. So it's a really great resource if you're looking for something to listen to. We're going to step out for a quick break. We'll be right back.
Let's do the time warp again. just a jump to the left.
We are back. Carolyn's having some fun with our tunes because I hear Halloween is coming up. Rehearsal 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Alessi will come in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. There's a quick article I want to bring up as Carolyn gets your calls. I saw this article. I found it kind of interesting. AWS, Amazon, otherwise known as, buys 105 backup diesel generators for the new data center in Dublin. They need 105 backup diesel generators because, you know, the electric grid in those in Europe is almost as bad as here, you know? There were stories ISO talked about warnings of issues this winter for us, possibly brownouts and rolling blackouts. So welcome to the year 2022, where we're all sitting there huddled around our wood-fired stove to stay warm. It's crazy. But Amazon's got to prepare for the fact that their data center might go down because there's not enough juice in Ireland. 105 diesel generators. That's really eco-friendly. That's what they're doing. I'll put a link up there for you. Let's go to your call, Sarah in Wallingford. What's happening, Sarah?
Good morning.
Morning.
I've been using the desktop Outlook client for many years, and I really don't need to use that whole suite of software anymore. And I'm thinking about switching over to Thunderbird because I can't find another desktop client. And I'm wondering if I can transfer my data file from Outlook to Thunderbird.
You can. It's a little bit of a process.
However, you don't even need to do any. I mean, you could also just, if your email is configured as IMAP.
Well, I was going to say, if you're using an IMAP account, then it won't really make a difference at all. You don't need to move anything. Everything is still sitting out on the email server, and you're just using a different program to connect to it. So there wouldn't be anything to move.
Well, I have in Outlook, I have subfolders under the inbox, you know, for certain emails that I want to keep.
Yep.
Does that include that?
Well, if you're connected by IMAP, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I'm not?
If you're not, then you're going to have to migrate the data, and that can be a little, there's some work involved, yeah.
Why do you want, so Sarah, I got to ask the question, you don't like Outlook anymore?
I do, but I don't see, since I really don't need any of the other programs, I just don't see any reason to keep paying for it.
Oh, you're paying for 365.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha.
Microsoft 365 is what you're talking about, right?
Exactly. I mean, I have Office 2010, but I don't think that's supported anymore.
No, it's not.
Yep, so you're right. You're trying to get away from paying for email and Word and Excel and saving a few dollars, which I understand because we have to buy eggs and we can't afford eggs either. So
yeah, that's right.
So you can choose Thunderbird. It's going to be, hopefully you have an IMAP configuration. Most of your providers will have an IMAP option that you could upgrade your mail to. POP is really kind of old, so you may. Who's your email provider?
Well, my service is with Cox.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. It may well already be an IMAP account.
And if it's not, you can configure it to be one.
Right.
Okay.
So if it is, you're good. Go ahead and fire up Thunderbird and configure it with your settings, and your mail will populate. Ta-da!
And if I'm POP, how do I upgrade to IMAP?
They should have instructions as to how to change it.
They'll tell you how to configure it.
Okay.
So
right,
then
maybe I'll try that first then.
Yeah, try
I
to
think
just
I'm configure. POP, but I'm really not sure.
Right. I'm hoping you're IMAP, Sarah.
Okay.
And then you're all set. And then you can go tell Microsoft to pound sand. You don't want them anymore.
Well,
breaking up is easy to do.
Okay, I hope so.
Well, if they keep pulling your credit card, you may have to get rid of your credit card, but let's just hope that doesn't. You'll be fine.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about that. I just want to preserve my emails that I've saved, you know, that are receipts and that kind of thing.
Yep. If it's IMAP, it should all transfer over to the other mail client. You could also look at Proton. They do have Proton does have a mail client that's free as well. And you could also.
Oh, I thought they were strictly online.
They are. The mail would be the Proton mail would be the Cox equivalent side of it. However, there is a client that can come down to your phone and your computer. You can do that.
Okay.
Take a look at it.
I didn't think that was an option.
Yeah, there's a free version to do that. I think it would work for you, too.
Okay.
All right, Sarah.
All right, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Our pleasure. All right, so she's going to move on from Microsoft. What else you got there, Dennis? Anything for the news before we get to the top of the hour?
Well, we've got a story about the New York Post.
The New York Post. What's happened there?
Yeah, it turned out that their Twitter account was posting all kinds of weird stories.
That doesn't sound good.
That weren't actually in the newspaper. And everybody was, you know, getting, you know, wondering what's going on. They got hacked. It wasn't really a hack.
Oh.
It turned out that it was a rogue employee took control of the Twitter account and started posting all this stuff.
Yikes.
And, of course, they got rid of him. But that's an example of the insider danger.
Right.
That you are taught about by Wes Bryan when you do your Security Plus training.
Exactly.
So
insiders are the biggest.
It probably is the single biggest liability in terms of security.
Because they've already got their passwords. They've already got access.
Right. And they do have legitimate access.
Right.
So you're kind of trusting them to do everything right.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, it doesn't always happen. It's kind of rare, but one of them goes wrong, and it is a danger.
Yeah. So how long did it take them to notice that they were doing man bites dog stories?
Let's see. We have later game. It doesn't have it. The story that I have here from PC Magazine doesn't have a time frame. Gotcha. I would think it was a couple hours.
Gotcha. He probably figured out, he social engineered a way to get access to it because he didn't really have it to begin with, right?
Well, no.
No, he did have it, huh?
It turned out, there are probably ways that he could have gotten it from somebody or,
gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. We'll put the link up there for you guys. Well, thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. I want to thank Carolyn for producing, as always, and keeping us on track. I want to thank Mike G for joining us and posting everything over at Twitter and Facebook. Yes, Elon Musk's Twitter. So you can follow us at TabComputerSys, and I can guarantee you it won't get blocked, period, whatever we send. Within reason, of course. And then, of course, Dennis has posted everything over at our ComputerTalkWithTab.com website. We will have Wes Bryan on next Saturday, and we'll talk about incognito mode.
Yeah. And remember, we want you to be geeks, too.
See ya.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.